Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. 1972, it was a very good year. I had just turned 11. And things were very good indeed. We still only had three channels, and cartoons came on Saturday, and all the rest of the week we spent outdoors. And another thing that happened in 1972 was a company began, which is now 48 years old. And there's lots of gun companies that don't last 48 years out there. So joining me once again is the founder of DeSantis Gun Hide, Gene DeSantis. Good evening, sir.
How are you? Good to hear from you.
Well, likewise. How many people have you seen come and go? I mean, I would think there's a big three of holster makers that you probably know who they are. You're one of them. And we don't have to mention the other two, but there's been lots of holster makers come and go. Is it really that hard to stay in the trends there is what it boils down to, right?
Well, you know, it gets complicated, much more complicated as you go on. I was just reading a letter from one of the attorneys. And you know what? We get this all the time. People are so, generally speaking, you know, they have a good idea. They want to go out and make some holsters. And they do it kind of, you know, they're shooting from the hip. They do it irresponsibly. And one guy we're talking to, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's infringing on two of our trademarks. And,
sure.
And he dedicated his website to one of the names, and he's going to have to lose it all. Because, you know, I own that. That's my intellectual property. And it goes on and on and on. And you just, once upon a time it was very simple. And way back in the day, there were half a dozen guns. If you had those half a dozen guns and you could make holsters for those half a dozen guns, you would get 90% of the people that were out there as potential customers. And those being, if you want me to tell you, the 2.5-inch K-frame, the 4-inch K-frame, 4-inch Python, the 1911, and the Browning High Power. And then little by little, they started integrating. You got Model 39 from Smith & Wesson, which was a great gun. I wish I would have kept mine. Then you got a Model 59. That was the first high cap besides the Browning High Power. But I think it was the first high cap with a double action. Double single, or was that the CZ-75? I don't remember. Speaking of CZ-75s, I got one of the very first ones that came into the country, but I had to import it myself through a place called Walters Enterprises in British Columbia, because at the time, Czech was still an Iron Curtain country. You couldn't bring that stuff in here, not directly anyway.
And, what year was that? What year was that?
That had to be around 75, I think. Around 1975.
In the 80s, when I was stationed overseas in the 80s, in Europe, you could go to the Ronda Gun Club, and every guy out there bought a CZ-75.
Oh, they're great guns. Do you remember the finish on those early guns? It was that beautiful royal blue, and it was flawless finish. It was truly a flawless finish.
It was flawless, but for all of those guys that would get out there and do that holster wear on it and everything, because they got drawn a lot, because some of us...
Yeah, you beat them up, sure.
Yeah.
If you use them, you beat them up.
They would have that nice little... It sort of turned white from the wear on the metal right there on the edges of it. I mean, it looked like you would pay extra for that. Now, they would call that... what do they call that? They call that...
patina.
Patina, yeah, the patina, but now they do some sort of a cyberpunk kind of thing finish, and, you know, that you can just get that naturally by having a CZ-75 back in the 80s and 70s.
There you go, yeah. Way back when, when I first started this thing, there were like a half a dozen recognized companies out there that did. There were a lot of small makers around, you know, a cop making holsters for his, you know, his guys in his squad and things like that. But there's six or maybe there were eight recognized names. And today they're I would hazard to guess maybe hundreds. But, you know, most of which are they're small time. You know, that it's become a big business since concealed carry has gone national, basically national. We didn't have that back in the early 70s. You know, very few permits were licenses in New York, as we call them in New York. There it's a license, not a permit. But there were very few that were issued to carry the gun, at least in downstate New York, that is the city and the counties in Long Island. But you go north of the city, they used to issue lifetime licenses. You pay, you buy it once, and you got it for life. No renewals. They stopped doing that, needless to say.
Of course, with
Fredo's brother in charge of the state.
Well, when did they make the hard left turn on that? Because I know back in the 70s it wasn't as bad as it is now, and I mean they've gotten progressively worse. It's so bad in New York City now, it's become a cottage industry for the cops, and I think they have they just went through a big scandal trying to sell those things, and at the same time, there's a group of people that refer to themselves as expediters trying to help you get that permit.
They do the same thing you could do yourself.
Yeah.
It's not like they have any magic. Not that they're going to speed it up. If you're lazy, you'll use one of the expediters. If you're not lazy and you can do your own work, you do it yourself. It's not a big deal. But yeah. But the difference being in New York today, I'm guessing, but I think that beginning to end, with all the fingerprints and character references and all sorts of checks and balances, I believe it takes about 9 or 10 months to get a license. And even then, if you're out in one of the city or in Nassau or in Suffolk County on Long Island, it's not going to be to carry. You know, it's a license to possess the gun. It's valid to put it on your hip to and from the range. That's it. Or when you're hunting. Hmm. But yeah, as contrast to that, one of my kids was down here last year in Florida with me, and he went, I told him, well, I walked him through the process. You just go, you take the class for 3 hours, you make your application. He had the thing from beginning to end. In 11 days, he had the license in his hand. Now, that's the difference between Governor DeSantis and Governor Cuomo. Fredo's brother, as I refer to him.
Are you related to the governor of Florida?
He's my nephew.
Well, cool.
Only kidding. I like to tell people that. See how many of them believe it. It's a common name, actually. DeSantis is of the saints, and that's why I'm a holy Joe.
There you go. We're coming up on the first break, Gene, so if you would be so kind, let me talk a little bit about DeSantis before we go to break, and then we'll pick it up on the other side.
Sure.
DeSantis Gunhide, this is a 48-year-old company. If you go to, like, go to the front page and look at their best sellers. And, right now I'm looking at one called the Thumbbreak Mini Slide. This is a leather holster form molded to your gun that rides high. It rides really high, really easily concealable outside the waistband. DeSantis, when you go to their booth and you look at these form-molded leather holsters, it is a sight to behold. It's just that beautiful. DeSantisHolsters.com. That's where you can find it. We'll be right back. My guest is Gene DeSantis, and this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Gene DeSantis from DeSantis Holsters, DeSantis Gunhide. And Gene, now let me ask you a question. With the guns are getting accessorized now, has there ever been a time when you've been making holsters where you had to worry about optics and flashlights and lasers and all this other stuff? Or are you pretty much able to have... Are you able to stay on top of that, or does it catch you off guard?
Well, no, we stay on top of it, probably better than anyone in the business. But it's a full time job.
And how do you stay on top of it? I mean, do you watch?
You know, there's a synergy between the gun companies and the optics companies and the laser companies, and we all work together. I mean, they have new products out. I mean, I'll give you one example. The Mossberg 9mm pocket pistol.
Yes, sir.
We had a prototype of that thing at least a year before they ever announced the gun. So we stay on top of it as fast as they can make them. We're already gearing up for new holsters. Yes.
Well, I imagine it behooves them to do that, because especially with a handgun, with all of the, like you
of
said,
course.
with concealed carry becoming as ubiquitous as it is becoming, nobody's going to buy a gun that they can't get a holster for, are they?
And it does happen, you know, with some of them that just, you know, they don't want to get with the program. But most of the majors, I got to say, they work with us very, very well. We, you know, when they have their gun, when their guns hit the market, their holsters are ready to be sold.
Now, one thing I noticed with you is that you have these packages, and you sell a package of holsters, like for like the DeSantis Legacy package, which is your molded leather holsters, where one is one of your outside the waistband, and another one is inside the waistband. You sell that package, which I don't know if anybody else does that. I haven't ever seen that, but you also do that with your Kydex holsters. I think the Pegasus package. You also have a way that same sort of configuration. What made you come up with that? Because that's actually a pretty good looking package, to be honest with you.
Honestly, I had nothing to do with it. It was the marketing company that suggested doing it, and we went right along with it.
How's it working out?
It works out fine, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not like you have to be stuck with a package. You know, you can buy all these items individually. But if you team up an OWB, an IWB, and an accessory, a mag pouch or something like that, I think they give you a better price on the package.
Yeah. The do all holster makers do as you are doing now, where you have the leather? And I'm going to use the term Kydex, because Kydex seems to be a generic term for the harder shelled, plasticky type holsters. And at the
right.
same time, you have the softer nylon holsters, which maybe accommodate different models of a size of guns. Is everybody doing that pretty much now?
No, I don't think everybody does that. Not at all. But we do it all, because we've been doing it all. In fact, as I told you at the SHOT Show, I was making brake front Kydex holsters for barcode scanners back in the maybe the late 70s or early 80s. So we've been working with that material for a long time, so it's nothing really new to us. What is new to us is the technology to prepare all the tools, and all everything is done with CNC, and it's just as accurate as you can imagine. Unlike many of the small kids that are starting out, they're buying blue guns and they're following the little directions on the internet, how to form them and how to put the sheet of Kydex in the toaster oven and get it warm and then form it around. Ours aren't done like that at all. Ours are just, you know, very high precision, a better fit. Nobody in the business makes a better fit than our Kydex holsters, or finish for that matter.
I would imagine that's hard to put out a consistent product when you're doing it the way the DIYers do.
Well, our stuff is consistent. The first one, the thousandth first one, all fit the same. They all look the same. And it's, the finish is the same. And for Kydex, and you know, when you buy Kydex sheet, and that's typically how we buy it, 4x8 sheets, the finish on that material is not always consistent. Sometimes it's a little chalky. Sometimes it's darker. Sometimes it's a little mottled. But that's the way it comes from the extruder that makes that. And we finish all of ours. They all look the same going out. That's another step that we take that probably no one else in the business does.
Well, I noticed that about
it's a matter of pride in the product.
Well, I guess that speaks to your longevity, though, doesn't it? I mean, with that kind of quality control and that kind of consistency.
We started this conversation earlier with watching them come and go. Of those big ones that were, you know, that were in full swing when I started out, I think there are only several left. And I mean, I watched them. Can I name them? There was Buckheimer Clark, Tex Shoemaker, Triple K, I think is still in business. Don Hume, they've come and gone. There was, who else? There was a guy in Miami, I was friends with that guy too, nice guy. I've forgotten his name. But there were so many of them that have gone. In fact, I bought up a lot of the equipment as they'd go out of business. I was right there buying up that machinery.
Yeah, I just don't want to. You're a sponsor of the show, and I didn't want to mention other holster makers. But
they're the ones that are out of business.
Yeah, you feel free about mentioning all the ones that have fallen by the wayside. Not because I'm glad they went out of business, but looking at your stuff, I need to get with Chad. Chad, I need to get Chad to send me a package that I can review. I've reviewed one package and inside the waistband holster that is just. Cannot be beat. It cannot be beat. I never would have thought of using the clip that way.
Is it Kydex?
No, it's leather. It's
leather. Okay.
I've got a leather one for a Glock 43. Although I'm gonna have to get a hold of Chad. And you know, I was filming Chad out in the desert at Las Vegas while he was blowing all that stuff up.
The shootout. Yeah.
They shot a whole bunch of stuff and blew a whole bunch of stuff up.
It's a fun night. I used to do that decades ago with Soldiers of Fortune, and we used to blow up all sorts of stuff out in the desert. It was always fun.
Let me get you to hold right there, Gene. We're going to be right back.
Sure.
I'm talking to Gene DeSantis, the founder and owner of DeSantis Gunhide. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is updating us on the status of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
As I stand before you today, we have more than 100 coronavirus cases in the United States. That is counting domestic cases and cases of coronavirus of Americans that were returned from China or the Diamond Princess. I'm pleased to report that most of those who contracted coronavirus within our care are continuing to recover. But sadly, we received word today that another American has passed away and their family has our deepest condolences.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is taking shots at former Vice President Joe Biden after the former VP dominated Super Tuesday. Sanders criticized Biden for his voting record and the amount of billionaires contributing to his campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans.
Health officials, for example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Gene DeSantis from DeSantis Gunhide, Holsters, Gun Leather, whatever you want to call it. You have a custom shop, right?
We do. We entertain custom orders only on an available, time-available basis.
There's a lot of people that go out and get a gun, and they look at the holster as sort of a personal expression, don't they?
That's exactly right. Yes. They
do. what do they ask for? Something exotic in the way of the material that you make it with, or
not too much of that. But somebody's got a. It just came the other day. They wanted a shoulder holster for a Desert Eagle, and my customer service department called me and they said, "I know we don't entertain doing this. Would you consider doing this?" I said, "Absolutely not, because we don't have the gun in the house, and it would be a design project on top of the build process." So it, you know, it's asking a lot to do that. If sometimes they, you know, they have a special, their gun was cut down from a 6-inch down to a 5-inch. Yes, can we make one exactly for that? Very easy to do. Not a big deal. There's, of course, there's a custom charge that goes with it because it's a one-up build. You're not building 100 at a time. You're building one at a time. And it's the same setup that goes into building one as there is for 101.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to pay for that.
I understand. I understand. Let me ask you this. Do you remember the old tanker's chest rig they used to issue with a 45
ACP?
Of course.
Yeah.
Can you do one of those?
We do it. We absolutely have that.
Really?
We do that for the civilian marksmanship program in concert with them. In fact, our brochure goes out with every one of the 1911s that they sell.
I wore one of those for years.
I had the standard variety on the waist hip in the service, but we had the option of the tanker's holster as well.
Well, they issued
but
it
talk
as
to Chad.
Because
Chad has access to all of that.
Was Chad the one that got the permit in Florida?
In 11 days, start to finish, to have that piece of paper in his hand, 11 days.
Chad DeSantis
and
is...
And in New York with Fredo's brother, it takes 9 months.
Now, Chad is Chad DeSantis. He is Gene's youngest son, which I call him his youngest son because he's much younger than me. How old is he, Gene?
Chad is about 33 now.
33 years old. And he and his brother are running DeSantis now, which you're quite pleased with that, I presume.
They do a great job. I'm on the phone with them every day. It's not like I walk away. I don't want to. If I ever see another snowflake, it'll be too soon. I don't want to be in that cold in the winter.
When Chad came down there and got that, I've wondered about this, I really have. For somebody that lives in New York State that comes to Florida, which is the gunshine state, no matter what they got going on right now,
right.
Is it a little bit of a culture shock for people involved with guns?
It really is. In New York, you know, every handgun that you own is registered by serial number with the state, local, and with the feds, of course.
Right.
You know, you fill out that 4473. So everybody knows that you've got that particular gun, and it's in Florida, it's a whole different ballgame. You know, we can sell one another guns. We keep records of who gets what. In fact, not all that long ago, a couple of years ago, I got a call from Broward County Sheriff's Office, one of the detectives. Do you own such and such a gun? I looked up in my records. No, I sold that back in whenever. And it turned out to be a doctor who committed suicide with one of my old guns. But, you know, it was free to buy it at the time, and it was no problem. And everything was traded above board with records on it.
Right.
But you couldn't do that in New York. You'd have to go through a dealer to log your gun in and out.
So I presume, like in New York, I've heard stories about that some of the sheriffs will actually get out there and watch the obituary and compare that to their permit lists that they have, because they have a registry in New York. And if somebody passes away, they'll give them like 5 or 6
knocking
days.
On the door.
And knocking on.
That's right. They'll be knocking on the door. Yeah.
I completely understand why you're in Florida, Gene. I do.
This is just so, it's so much fun down here.
Yeah.
Just shoot whatever you want. And a while ago, one of the other properties I had owned, there was a raccoon sitting out on my lawn right around Halloween. And he was there for 2 or 3 days out in the sunshine. And, you know, you and I both know that that's not normal. I was getting a little upset with it. I called one of my buddies in the sheriff's office. I said, can you send one of the guys down here to kill this thing? Because the kids are going to be trick-or-treating soon. And he could very well be rabid. And more than likely, he is. He said, you shoot him yourself. There's no problem with that. As long as that bullet stays on your property, you're not breaking the law.
Right. So you took care of it.
Well, I did. I attempted to. I think that raccoon knew something was up because I loaded up my Kel-Tec 22 Magnum repeater.
Right.
And I went out and I first knocked on, I was going to knock on my neighbor's door and tell them not to call the police if you hear a gunshot. That's me taking out this raccoon. And somehow he must have sensed it that I was on my way. I was locked and loaded.
Yeah.
And he was gone. I never saw him again.
Well, that was a smart raccoon. Obviously not rabid, anyway.
Well, he could have very well been rabid. But they don't sit out in the sun unless there's something wrong with them. And he was all by himself. You know, maybe very nervous.
Yeah. I would imagine there won't be a second chance for that raccoon, though, should he show back up and start sunning himself
no,
again.
No. We'll be ready for him. We won't have to call. We'll know what the law is.
Do you spend most of your time in Florida?
7 and 5.
Okay.
Seven down here, 5 in New York.
Now, we're coming up on the next break.
You have to be to beat the New York taxes.
Okay.
No state income tax in Florida. In New York, it's over 10%.
Well, when we get back, I want to ask you about the dual household thing, because I know there's been a lot of legal cases and everything, and you know, I want to talk about that in the final segment, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
DeSantis gun leather, DeSantisHolsters.com, now 48 years young.
Holster, singular.
Holster.
Holster.com.
Well, that's what my ad says, and that's what the website says, DeSantisHolster.com, but it's listed as
DeSantis
Holsters. I'm watching a screen here trying to get it right, Gene. I'm just doing my best. Okay, buddy. Okay. Anyway.
I hear you.
and they have a couple of holsters there. They have something called the DeSantis Complete Package, which is a Kydex inside the waistband and a leather outside the waistband. This package thing I really like. I really like this package thing, and you can find that. You can shop my firearm, or you can look at their catalog. You can do searches. They sell belly bands. They are the originators of something called the Gunny Sack. Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Gene DeSantis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, we're talking to Gene DeSantis from DeSantisHolster.com, and he splits his time between New York and Florida. And for you, in New York, with somebody in your industry, is it easier on you as a gun owner because you're in this industry, or are you just another guy who just happens to make holsters for guns that you can't have?
No, I do get some preferential treatment, as you can imagine.
Do you ever do any work with any law enforcement in your? I mean, you should. I would think you should. I mean, there's got to be you know, somebody there that they trust. I mean, you've been in business for 48 years. Have they gotten to that point to where they sort of work with you pretty easily, almost normally, I might say, or might add, or?
Well, actually, I'm very happy with the way I am taken care of in New York. I recently had to move my license, my carry license, from one county to another county, and that was because of their own regulations. It was really ridiculous, but in any case, I had to get a brand new license, and what normally would take a long time, they did for me immediately. I mean, I walked in, they took my fingerprints, which they had to do, and they waived a lot of the charges, and they really treated me like royalty. I shouldn't, I can't complain. The guys were terrific.
They take care of your boys, too?
They do, yeah. We do enough work with the law enforcement agencies to be very well known and respected.
Now, I know a lot of I know of a couple of gun guys in New York that tried to work with Fredo, and well, now they're really angry with Fredo and everything like that. Have you run into any sort of circumstance like that?
Not at all, not at all. But you know, we're not getting any breaks in New York. We're paying the highest energy costs. Our taxes, taxes on the building that we, our factory building. I don't even want to give you the number. It's ridiculous. We've spent so much money. But, you know, as Frank Sinatra said, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah. So, in Florida.
Yeah, you were mentioning the New York and Florida thing. Yeah, it's a, you got to be down here six months plus one day at the bare bones minimum, and you cannot cheat because they watch you, and there's just no way you're going to beat them.
So with you, right, as far as not, have you ever thought about picking everything up and just taking it to Florida?
Oh, I have. Yeah. In fact, oh, God, it must be 30 years ago, I bought property in the industrial park down here. I had plans made, and I had about five key people when we started the project. We're going to make the trip with me, and we didn't want to mention anything to production staff, but as it got closer and closer to the breaking ground day, we were down to one person was coming, so that was just it was unacceptable at that point. Business was just too big to pick up and move.
Right.
So we scrapped those plans. Well, I wish they would have worked out. I would have been down here decades ago.
How many people do you have working for you in New York besides your two sons?
I don't know. That you know, during Obama there were well over 200, but now
wow.
Yeah, they're well over 100 now.
Well, I mean,
and you know what? With unemployment, the way it's so darn low right now, Trump's done such a magnificent job. We can't hire people when we need them. We can't. It's just very, very difficult. We have signs out. We have, you know, everyone asks all the other employees know that any of their friends need work. Please come over and see us. And we hire as soon as we can. If you're breathing, you got a job. Come on in. It doesn't matter. You can only see out of one eye. That's fine. We'll give you something to do.
Hmm. Well.
But we're constantly hiring people, and we don't have a revolving door. I have people there with me, I don't know, some of them over 30 years.
Do you remember, and I just want to ask your opinion to this. I don't even know if you know about this. Do you remember in Illinois when it was a couple of years back? When they were having to go through something, and a lot of gun people were giving Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory a really hard time because they said they had sold the gun owners of Illinois down the river. Do you remember that?
I do not. No.
The reason I bring that up is because you know, working, doing the kind of business you don't even make guns, but you do have to get guns and handle guns and do things like that. But, I mean, gun companies that work in states like New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Maryland, is it really an uphill fight for them? Are they constantly being, you know, just sort of harassed?
There's a lot more red tape, put it that way.
A lot more red tape. So when somebody can get out there and find something that they can make their life easier, it's not them selling anybody down the river, is it?
I don't think so. But, you know, Remington had over 2,000 employees in New York State, and Fredo's brother let them walk and move out of town rather than work with them.
Well, I mean, there's been a couple of companies that have moved to South Carolina. PTR Industries has come here. We've got
if you do it, you know, if you can do it, you do it. I you know, I tell you, we only moved about 15 years ago, something like that. I was our last move, and it was only about, I don't know, 12, 14 miles away. And at that time, I think we had about 60 people. We moved over a weekend. We didn't lose a single phone call not a shipping day, and we stopped sowing in one place on a Friday, started sowing on a Monday at the new place, and it was strictly military precision.
Sounds like it.
It was done in a way that no one would believe it. It worked out so well. But proper planning prevents piss poor performance, and we planned.
Yep. That's an old military. Are you a military veteran?
Former, yeah, sure.
Gotcha.
66 to 70, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you were in when I was 5. But that's okay, because somebody's got to be older than me. And there's somebody out there older than you and both of us. And one day, you know. Anyway, I've been noticing a lot of military jargon coming out of you, and I'd never thought to ask about that.
I didn't even realize that.
Hey, you can take a man out of the Army, but you can't take the Army out of the man, Gene.
Yeah, that's true. You spend enough time there, it becomes part of you.
Now, are you going to be at the NRA show in Nashville?
Absolutely. God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Now, I don't know if I'll be... I don't even know if they have a radio row there, and I don't know if they'd let me be on it if they did. But if I bring the video stuff to the DeSantis booth, can we do a little video interview for YouTube?
Hell yes! That would be fun.
We'll definitely do that. We'll definitely do that. We got about a minute left, so if you would, let me, you know, just point out a few things about DeSantis before we go. And can I get you to come back? And, you know, I want you to pester me. Come back. Great stories.
You tell me how often. I've got the time.
I will call you later on this. Well, I'll call you when we're off air, and we'll get us a little schedule going.
Sounds like a plan.
DeSantisHolster.com. This is where the brainchild of Mr. DeSantis is. This is where you can find some of the finest products out there. The Kydex molding, the molded leather. I mean, the sacks and all the other stuff that goes with this. You can't find that kind of a variety anywhere. And he's got it. DeSantisHolster.com. Gene, thank you very much for joining me this evening, and my regards to your wife.
It was my pleasure. You stay well.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is coming up. Yes, sir. Joining us soon is going to be, well, that's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominates.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.